This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So last week I was talking about OCD, and this was an email I got from a mother that I want to read to you guys because it's very, very interesting. She says, you were talking about obsessive compulsive disorder. My child says that when he prays, a cuss word comes to his head. And he says a bad word in his mind. He says it doesn't happen. He says it happens when he thinks about it, so can't stop. He doesn't want to curse the Lord, but is so scared. He doesn't want me to tell our pastor, and the more he thinks about it, worries him. Do you get what's going on here, I think? I think when he prays, he's like, all right, I'm praying, I'm going to concentrate, and then a bad word comes into his mind. Or he says a bad word about the Lord when he's praying. That's some scary stuff. Says he doesn't want me to tell our pastor, and the more he thinks about it, worries him. Of course, he can't get through a prayer without it coming to mind. I'm afraid to take him to a psychologist because he's so healthy in all other aspects of his life. Is this OCD? So she wants to know, you know, how to get this to stop. You know, this isn't... It's not as bad as it sounds at the outset. This is, I think, very, very curable. Okay. I'm not a child psychologist, but I've introduced prayer to my kids, and I introduced it at a very early age. And I told them that when they do pray, TV has to be off. They can't have music in the background. The best time to pray, obviously, is at night or first thing in the morning. For them, there should be no distraction. It's a very serious time. It's when you are having a conversation with God, or however else you decide to, approach that relationship. Now, sometimes as parents, we have to realize that that could be a very frightening thought for a child. You know, depending on how you look at religion in your family, you know, God being the Almighty, we fear God, we love God, you know, whether God died for our sins or whether he is judging us, it could be a very, very scary thought for children. So this child, my guess, could be so worked up about how he's supposed to manage these prayers that he tells himself, okay, don't do nothing, oh, I just thought of it. Oh, I just thought of boobies, or oh, I just thought of it. And whenever you tell yourself not to think of something, it happens. So this could basically be something as simple as he's anxious about the whole prayer aspect of it, and such that he's messing up. Now, if you believe in God the way I do, God's very forgiving. And so if he knows that's not something, you know, you're not supposed to say the Lord's name in vain. And that's another thing. The kid could have just learned in Sunday school, you don't say the Lord's name in vain. And when the students ask, well, what does that mean? What does that mean, the Lord's name in vain? Well, if you say, a GD or a curse word, you know, you can interpret it any way. But how I interpret it is, you know, something bad happens and you curse the Lord. So it would be very interesting to see when this started and what was the inciting event. Was it learning the Ten Commandments? Was it that they want to start taking prayer seriously? Was there an event that scared them in their life such that now they really want to have a close relationship with the Lord, and all of a sudden these bad thoughts come into play? All right, it's very, very human for these weird thoughts that you don't want to have come out. Could it be a sign of mental illness? Absolutely. But if this is the only thing that happens, okay, and this is the only time that it happens, this could be a very, very normal variance of the of how your brain starts to gain control. Okay, I'm not sure how old this child is, but you know, willpower has to start taking effect. You know, when you start to get into your even as a young kid, you have to show some sort of willpower, some sort of restraint. So, what I would recommend is whatever word, if it's the same word that keeps coming to his mind, convert it to something else. So let's say it's the F word. Convert it to truck. Okay? And in his mind, every time he thinks of that word, convert it to truck. Okay? Or phooey. Right? Come up with a word that he could always convert to. And then after a while, that word may be the first one that his mind goes to. And maybe in his prayer, he'll be blah, 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 truck, blah, 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 phooey, blah, 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 blah. And, who knows, but if it takes away the anxiety that it's a curse word, that may be all we need to do. We've talked about stop think. Remember I told you somebody in my class was thinking about sex all the time. So he comes into class, it's like, stop, stop, stop. Like, what the hell are you doing? And he's like, well, every time I think about sex, I do a technique called stop think. So it stops me from thinking about sex. And so I just say the word stop. That is also very effective, stop think. Anytime you have a bad thought, you just say stop. Right? And after a while, it does stop. So many times with mild OCD, and this could be a form of some mild OCD, a stop think type of therapy initiative seems to work. For your child, however, I don't think it would hurt for us to get all our children looked at, honestly. You know, some of the things I see the kids do these days, you're like, really? But in case this has happened with something more than prayer, and in case there are some things that you can't see as your mom, I don't think it's a bad idea for the child to be taken to a psychologist. You could take their advice or you could not take their advice, but I don't think it would hurt. Plus, they could also suggest some activities that could help your child get through this, because he is going to be very, very anxious. I don't blame him. You know, and then once he improves, there's also a variety of ways to pray and to show spirituality that may also be less anxiety provoking. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so 1 in 6 American adults are taking a psychiatric drug. 1 in 6 of us. Now, they say, though, this quote-unquote psychiatric drug is not necessarily a drug for schizophrenia or for a major psychosis. It could be an antidepressant, an anti-anxiety medication, a sedative, something for sleep. So back in 2013, they found that 17% of adults filled one or more prescriptions for either Zoloft or Prozac or Lexapro, Xanax, Valium, Klonopin, Ambien for sleep, but also antipsychotics for schizophrenia and bipolar. According to study co-author Thomas Moore, from a drug safety perspective, I'm concerned that so many of these drugs have withdrawal effects and that some of the overwhelming long-term use may reflect drug dependence. They say these questions need further investigation, according to Dr. Moore, a senior scientist for drug safety and profit and policy at the Nonprofit Institute for Safe Medication Practices in Alexandria, Virginia. They said because most prescriptions for these drugs are written by primary care physicians, not psychiatrists, patients are not getting the mental health care they need. That's a good point, but I want to discuss that. They say the use of psychotropic medication has become an issue of increasing concern in the U.S., both due to lack of clarity and of the medical target of some psychotropic treatment. The overwhelming preponderance of prescriptions, they say, for psychotropic medications are written by non-psychiatrists. Benzodiazepines like Xanax, Ativan, Valium were mostly prescribed by non-psychiatrists. Many psychiatrists do not like to write those medications. Now, why? Why are so many people getting these medications and why are they not getting them from a psychiatrist? Because it's too difficult to get in with a psychiatrist. There are very few people that go into psychiatry. We've talked about this from a medical student standpoint. It's rare when I meet a student or a pre-med student that really wants to devote their life to psychiatry. Many of them want to do psychology counseling, but you don't have a lot of people that want to spend their life finding prescriptions that, because psychiatry doesn't allow their doctors to do the art that they were originally trained to back in the Freudian days where you could sit there and talk to a person. You know, you would have the patient in your room for an hour. You would talk to them, and then you would decide what medication they need to be on. Then they would come back. You would talk to them some more. So you would probably see maybe 6 to 8 patients a day on a busy day. No psychiatrist can do that now. Not in this healthcare system, unless they're only accepting cash from very wealthy people. You can't do that. And so the psychiatrists started to, the field of psychiatry started to divide up into psychologists and psychiatrists. Psychologists were the ones that would give you an hour of their time, sit and talk to you. I'm not sure what the reimbursements have been, but unfortunately they're very underpaid. Field. And, because you really want to spend time with the patients and unfortunately you can't do volume to compensate for your costs. Whereas psychiatrists, due to their lack of time and their high costs and their malpractice and the growing need for doctors to be taking care of patients in institutions and in hospitals, psychiatrists deal mostly with the medication aspect. Now, many psychiatrists will still talk to their patients, of course, but it's not like that hour-long, I'm going to sit on the couch sort of thing that the movies always portray. If a psychiatrist does get to spend that time with a patient, that is wonderful, and I hope they get to. And I believe some do and some try. But for the most part, they have to manage the medications. They have to know the pharmacology. They have to know the drug interactions. And they have to do their art. And they can do amazing work. So you have psychiatrists that are overworked, don't have enough time. You have psychologists that devote the time, but they only have X amount of hours in the day. So, and then you have people that like to self-medicate. They like to self-medicate with marijuana. They like to self-medicate with chocolate. They like to self-medicate with caffeine. They like to self-medicate with alcohol. So you have people that self-medicate. So they find out that they take a friend's Xanax or a girlfriend's Xanax, and all of a sudden they feel better. They calm down. They're more relaxed. They can sleep. So now what do? They just go to the regular doctor. And your average family physician internist is now managing many of these medications. And 1 in 6 people are using these medications. Now, I brought up antidepressants. I don't like to call them antidepressants, but I brought up the serotonin selective reuptake inhibitors. These are medications that I had found that did wonders for my patients. And whether they had irritable bowel or high blood pressure or insomnia or they were just irritable, these selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors help them sleep better, help them do better overall. However, from a liability standpoint, and this is what I teach the students, From a liability standpoint, I still recommend anybody that does require that medication to still check in with somebody of the mental health field. Because my worry is, one, could they be on very good behavior and not telling me everything when they come into my office? B, if they go off the medication very quickly, will that put them through some sort of a rebound of their symptoms, making them more irritable, etc.? Xanax, Valium, these medications you can't get pregnant on. So I urge all of them to make sure that they use condoms and do not get pregnant. I don't know about a male being on it, if it could affect the baby, but if a female's on it, absolutely. They say whites were about twice as likely to use these medications, 21%, as blacks and Hispanics. 5% of Asians said they had taken them, according to the study. The researchers said they couldn't explain why whites were so much more likely to use these medications. It is. It's very interesting. Most of the Xanax prescriptions that were asked for, the antidepressants, were asked for by white patients as opposed to my African-American or my Hispanic patients. It's very interesting. So is there something, race difference between how stress is approached? Is it an environmental? Is it a familial? It's interesting. You know, depending on our background and how we've grown up, you know, I really believe that our roots and how we've grown up and how we were raised will help us approach our future issues. You know, I get very, very nervous with my children because, you know, they've kind of had a good, knock on wood. And when the poop really hits the fan, they have no reference point. Whereas those of us where the poop did hit the fan when we were younger, it puts things into perspective. They say the use of the drugs increase with age. One quarter of those 60 to 85 were taking them, compared to 9% of 18 to 39-year-olds. Women were also more likely to report using these drugs than men. Among the 10 leading quote-unquote psychiatric medications were Zoloft, Celexa, Prozac, Desiril, Lexapro, and Cymbalta. Of the top 10, 3 anxiety drugs were the Xanax, Clonopin, Ativan, and then, of course, Ambien for sleep. Now, how many of you take Ambien? And you say, well, like, I'm not doing it for a psychiatric issue. I can't sleep. Well, lack of sleep has been classified under psychiatric conditions for a very long time. It's also been classified under anxiety. Now, if any of you are reading past, you know, between the lines, you're saying, wait a second here. They keep using the term psychiatric in this study, and I'm reading this out of Health Day. So if I, Dr. Dahlia, get a prescription for Ambien, is that going to later affect my ability to get a gun? Remember a while back, the Obama administration was talking about how guns should not be getting into the hands of people with a psychiatric condition. Now, of course, somebody with schizophrenia, absolutely, I get that. Any severe psychosis, absolutely. But what if somebody gives you Ambien, and insomnia should be the diagnosis, but whoever is doing the making the laws and whoever is making the decisions decides to take a look at that insomnia and lump it under a psychiatric condition. Could that later hurt? This is tricky. It's very, very tricky. All right? Technically, if you have trouble sleeping, you know, and yes, it could be metabolic with your thyroid. It could be environmental with caffeine that you drink. But inability to sleep, chronic insomnia, idiopathic insomnia, could be under a psychiatric condition. And so then, yes, you would be qualified as having a psychiatric condition. By the way, they say 1 in 6. How many people take Tylenol PM? How many people take a Benadryl to help themselves sleep? Okay, that they're technically treating for insomnia. So I'd like to get rid of the term psychiatric, but the point is a lot of us need help, and we need to go to medications for help. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
This is Ben. Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of SomaBiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of SomaBiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I can't tell you how many times I've received questions and comments about EHR, electronic health records, and your privacy. Well, electronic health records are here to stay. And the 21st Century's Cure Bill, it's called the 21st Century's Cure Act, that is passed. This big piece of health legislation went through kind of under the radar, but it has some good things in it. All right. And it looks like it had a lot of bipartisan support. Apparently, it contains $6.3 billion in provisions that will fund federal agencies as they work to speed the arrival of diagnostic tools, disease therapies, improve mental health treatment, and bolster the fight against the ongoing opioid crisis. $6.3 billion. This is according to healthcareitnews.com. It's going to provide the National Institutes of Health with $4.8 billion to help advance President Barack Obama's Precision Medicine Initiative, aimed at driving technology-enabled personalized medicine, and the quote-unquote cancer moonshot, spearheaded by Vice President Joe Biden, and Obama's Brain Initiative, which is meant to improve understanding of diseases such as Alzheimer's and dementia. They say specific to health IT, the Cures Bill has provisions concerning the use and regulation of electronic health record. According to a quote here, they say the development of new drugs and devices is meaningless unless they are delivered to the patients at the right time. Cures Act will help improve delivery by ensuring electronic health record systems are interoperable for seamless patient care and help fully realize the benefits of a learning healthcare system. The bill aims to create a reporting system to tap into stakeholder opinions about EHR usability, interoperability, security, drive better interoperability, and among other things, setting up a provider directory to facilitate data exchange and favoring exchange standards developed by the private sector. So there's going to be a lot of policy changes. I want to go back here to the $6.3 billion in funding federal agencies as they work to speed the arrival of diagnostic tools and disease therapies. This is something that has long been needed, but I have to stop and question why it was needed in the first place. All right, we are already giving millions of dollars, if not billions already, to many of these federal agencies. So why do we need to infuse another $6.3 billion more? You know, the National Institutes of Health should be, have already, I mean, what are they doing? They're supposed to be working on this already. So now they're saying we are going to work on finding, you know, we are going to work hard to understand diseases like Alzheimer's and dementia and, you know, try to do the cancer moonshot. Well, haven't they been doing this all the time? What else are they working on? Has a lot of the money gone to stupid studies? You know, we talked about Senator Lankford's, or is he Representative Lankford's, list of, inappropriate spending, you know, by the government. So, you know, one question I have, it was the same question I had when the FDA was talking about the Listeria outbreak that happened a few years back in 2012. They said, look, we need more funding. Okay, so I get how you need more manpower, and, you know, when you, everybody's already, you know, busy working and we give you something else to do, I understand how you need more manpower. I get that. But wasn't it the FDA's job to keep an eye on this to begin with? You know, then, you know, what else are they working on? I know they're working on a lot. I understand that. But, you know, so that's one question I have. Now, this is something, though, I have asked for indirectly because with the Affordable Care Act, many pharmaceutical companies were penalized. And they were penalized by their price point. They were penalized by the medications that were finally, after years in the making, getting out there on the market and no insurance company covering it because it was incentivized to basically just go generic. So my big concern is with the pharmaceutical industry, you know, being hesitant on some research and development, and understandably so, why create a drug that nobody's going to buy? You can't be putting millions of dollars into something that won't be welcomed by consumers because their health insurance won't cover it. Then we need government to be, you know, doing a lot of these studies. And so, unfortunately, if the government is only working on a skeleton budget, they need more money. So this does make sense. Now, the electronic healthcare system. This electronic healthcare system, our electronic health records, if the CIA has been hacked, if the Senate's been hacked, I'd like to know how they're going to come up with a EHR that is hack-proof. My guess is it's not. is all of America going to be on the same EHR? My guess is yes. Eventually, that's the way it's going to be. It doesn't make sense for you to go into a New York emergency room, then travel to Las Vegas, and unfortunately have to go to the doctor, and that doctor can't get your records in the middle of the night. And, you know, they're, you know, having a portal system that your medical records are on makes it easy. But to me, it also worries me that your medical records are now able to be accessed by China, Russia, WikiLeaks, whoever. Okay, not that my IUD and its insertion is, you know, supposed to be a big talk of the IT town. I'd like some of that private. I tell you guys my medical issues, but it's just you guys. Okay, we're family. We're close. They say the White House did laud the bill for taking steps to improve mental health, including provisions that build on the work of President's Mental Health and Substance Use Disorder Parity Task Force. They say the bill's going to disperse $1 billion to states to fight opioid abuse and give an additional $500 million to the FDA to do so on the national level. All right. But, you know, it's interesting. So, you know, they're putting money into the states to fight opioid abuse, but we're going to have marijuana abuse. I understand marijuana is legal now, and I'm a fan of legalized marijuana. I've talked about that. But I wonder if we're going to have to, in a few years, start putting money towards marijuana abuse. You know, so we get people off smokes. Okay, we've been doing a great job curbing smoking. That's wonderful. That was a public health threat. But now the problem, what do we have now? We have e-cigs. Okay? All right, so we're getting people off pain medication. What's going to end up happening? People are going to be going to marijuana. So, we're just basically chasing one problem after another. So I'd like to recommend that if they are combating, opioid abuse, they are coming up with other alternatives for people who have pain or for people who want to get the buzz, which they are going to for the narcotics. Not all of them. Many of them are in pain. So, have there been objections? Yes. You know, but it was bipartisan. According to this article, they say for more than 2 years, Congress have been working on legislation to help advance medical innovation in the United States, but this final deal has only a tiny fig leaf of funding for NIH and for the opioid crisis, and most of that fig leaf isn't even real. Most of the money won't really be there unless future Congress passes future bills in future years to actually spend those dollars. There was also $1 billion cuts to Medicare and Medicaid funding in this bill. So a lot of stuff in this bill we're going to have to work through, we're going to have to work out. But I do like the idea of there being some research, right, that's going to hopefully be looking at superbugs, and we've been talking about different things for superbugs. Maybe we need to not be looking at antibiotics, but some other treatment. You know, as we were talking about, there's some old school type things that were done back in the olden days that may be able to kill these bugs that are not antibacterial in nature or in terms of pills or medication. So that's the 21st Century Cures Act. Very interesting. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For years, we've been talking about how to prevent people from losing their hair when they go through chemotherapy. And they had years ago discovered that if you cool the scalp, that could prevent hair loss. Well, now they're one step closer. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DALI.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's go. America. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember I said years ago that they were thinking of a cooling cap that cooled down the scalp and the hair follicles. And they found that when they did that, you lost less hair. Well, now they've created a system called the Orpus Paxman Hair Loss Prevention System, or OPHLPS. And it looks pretty safe, looks pretty effective at preventing chemotherapy-related alopecia, which means hair loss, in women with breast cancer. This study was presented at the San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium. So apparently, the side effects usually happen with the chemotherapy agent. With this chemotherapy agent, one of the side effects is unfortunately losing hair. They evaluated this scalp treatment by enrolling 235 women with stage 1 to 2 breast cancer planning to undergo the anthracycline or taxane-based chemotherapy for at least 4 cycles. Participants in this quote-unquote scalp study were randomly assigned 2-to-1 to receive either scalp cooling or no scalp cooling. Patients in the scalp cooling group used the OPHLPS prior to, during, and after the chemotherapy sessions. After they did their whole statistical analysis, they found that 50% of them did not lose hair. 50%. So, this is pretty cool. If they are that effective, all right. Now, again, only 50%, I know there's a lot more room to go. But if half the women do not have to lose their hair with this type of therapy, that could be pretty, pretty cool. And it helps them with their optimism. Now, another study came out last week saying if you are optimistic, you are less likely to die prematurely of heart disease or cancer. Researchers at Harvard University found among a group of 70,000 female nurses, 25% who were the most optimistic had a 31% reduced risk of mortality while they were being tracked compared with the 25% who were the least optimistic. Now, I have to clarify some things with this whole optimism, but let me finish this. This comes from LA Times, and then we'll talk more. They say in the case of this study, the authors define optimism as the belief that good things will happen in the future. Optimists don't always present as cheerful, but they have a general expectation on the inside that things will be better. According to study leader Eric Kim, a research fellow at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health in Boston. Apparently, previous studies have shown a similar correlation between optimism and a reduced risk of dying of heart disease. But his work showed that it also showed less risk of infection, respiratory disease, and cancer. So, back in 2004, study participants received a survey that included a 6-question measure of optimism. Respondents were asked the degree to which they agreed with statements, like in uncertain times, I usually expect the best, if something could go wrong for me, it will. And to ensure that the participants did not represent a recent change in optimism because of an underlying health issue, they did not include the responses of people who died within 2 years after the optimism question had been in their analysis. So, as they did the study, they found that obviously there was a definite increase or a relationship between optimism and decreasing rates of mortality. Now, here's the thing. A lot of us who are optimistic and are very happy-go-lucky and look, you know, to the future as being positive, we may let ourselves go, and that's a concern. So you have to be very careful using the term optimism and not being picky or being conscientious. All right? So if I think, yeah, you know what? My weight is good. I look great. I'm going to start gaining weight because I'm not keeping an eye on it. You have to be on top of things, just like with smoking. You can't be so optimistic that smoking will not kill you that you continue to smoke. All right? So that's where we got to be careful with this whole optimism idea. But having a positive outlook is definitely a huge help. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The CDC is reporting that many of you guys lied to me when you said you were getting your flu shot. All right? They say Americans have been very slow to get their flu shot. Fewer than 2 out of 5 people have gotten their flu shot. The health agency, CDC, wants more people to get vaccinated. Obviously, the vaccine prevented at least 5 million cases of flu last season. Dr. Nancy Messonnier, director of CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases, said she's pleased that many people have already taken advantage of the vaccine, but she's concerned that the coverage rate is running behind last year. The other thing, too, that we have to be concerned about is when less people get the vaccine, then less vaccine is going to be made the following year. What happened each year I bought too many flu shots? Okay, flu shots are expensive. So if I would buy a lot of flu shots and people didn't want them, I would buy less the next year. Well, if I'm going to buy less, what's the supplier going to do? The supplier is going to make less. Why should he make more product that he can't sell? So if we have less flu shot or flu vaccine on the shelf, then what happens when a whole slew of people want it? Remember we had a shortage 1 year. Now, why are less people getting the flu shot this year? One is, like where I live, it's kind of warm. It's still warm. I mean, I understand throughout the country there's this Arctic blast, and it's been very, very cold in many parts of the country. But where I live, we should be freezing right now, and we're not. In fact, my kids were wearing shorts yesterday. I don't get it. So there could be that false sense of security. Even though you could still get the flu during warmer times of the year, when it gets cold, that's when many of us start getting sick, so we, you know, remember to take precautions. The other is that news had come out talking about how the nasal vaccine didn't work that well. So some people might be confused and say, well, if the nasal vaccine didn't work that well, how do I know the shot isn't, the injectable form isn't working that well? So that's an issue. Now, of course, the CDC estimates that a third of people between 50 and 64 have medical conditions that put them at high risk for serious flu complications. If you have diabetes, if you have anemia, if you have cancer, if you're pregnant, you have got to be getting the flu vaccine. Now, maybe another part of it is Zika. Maybe pregnant moms are so freaked out with Zika that they don't want anything injected into their body. Again, having the flu is worse on your kid than the flu vaccine. Back in October, researchers were talking about the financial issue of it, just like I just discussed. Researchers report that American consumers spent $5.8 billion on medical costs connected to the influenza virus. Consumers spent roughly $9 billion in 2015 treating diseases that could have been prevented with a vaccination. So since a majority of American adults, 3 out of 5, passed up on the flu shot this year, the adults are concerned, or the agency's concerned, that we're going to have some issues, especially more costs associated with flu-type illnesses, pneumonia, hospitalizations, etc. I also think a big thing is insurance. I don't think a lot of people have health insurance. And the premiums are so high that they're going to get health insurance. And many health insurances covered the flu shot. So if the health insurance covered the flu shot and now many people aren't getting health insurance, I know they say millions of people became insured under Obamacare, and maybe that was true from a Medicaid standpoint. But with a lot of private insurance, many people are like, well, I'm not going to go and get the shot because I'm not spending on that. I'll do fine this year. And for many people, the shot only is supposed to cost $25. Sometimes you can get the shot for $20. Some of them are even selling them for $15. So be careful out there. When it comes to the flu, we do not want to mess around. If you could get the flu shot, it is still time. Flu can go all the way into May. So you need to be aware. In the meantime, you want to avoid people that look sick. Anybody comes to work sick, tell them go home. You'll take care of their work for them, but get them out of the office. The last thing you need is to get sick. We're coming up on the holidays and, you know, New Year's, and you don't want to be sick. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, 55% of staff at cannabis dispensaries receive formal training. We're going to be talking about this later this week, where, yeah, marijuana may be legal, but do we have people, the staff, actually prepared and trained appropriately? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.